You are Locked On Browns, your daily Cleveland Browns podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Your daily delivery of all things Dog Pound. LGB on the LOB. Locked On Browns, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. Your host here, Jeff Lloyd, on Twitter, at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd. Show itself on social media, at Locked On Browns. Follow back account. DMs are open, as everybody knows. Show available, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure you are subscribed. We're following the Locked On Browns podcast. Leave those 5-star ratings and written reviews. Oh, so much, please, and thank you. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Trying to get everybody in this week, get some thoughts here and, maybe get everybody to kind of, put their stamp on some things as we, trend towards Sunday, 425 Arrowhead Stadium, begin the season where the last one ended. If you're going to be the bear, you might as well start off by fighting the bear so you can take the crown from Browns Wire, managing editor. And for all of you longtime Locked On Browns listeners, the original voice of Locked On Browns, as I'm about to hit my 4-year anniversary. But there was a stint before me, Mr. Jared Mueller.
Jeffrey, sir, how are you? And how do you not sing that Rock Auto tune when you say that? Because I started almost singing it for you.
I'll tell you what, if they want to make the monthly check a little bit bigger, Jared, we can do a little soft shoe along with it. We could do whatever with the fine folks at Rock Auto or Bet Online or DirecTV. These folks would like, we're more than willing to accommodate our fine sponsors. Not so much Browns news of the day, but things getting even a little bit murkier down in Baltimore. Look, losing J.K. Dobbins was enormous. And I think where he impressed most last year was finding his way in the receiving game. And this is where, the Ravens were key with that. So, okay, we're not going to have J.K. Dobbins. All right. We were smart. We made an investment in Gutet. Good north-south runner. We've got Justice Hill. Maybe Justice Hill can pick up some of this slack, that we're going to lose in having our number one overall back in J.K. Dobbins. Justice Hill out for the season, Achilles injury. And look, in the heart of hearts, maybe you don't want it to go down this way, if you're, the Browns and their fans and all things of that nature. But this is a significant change. And as much as like we just keep turning around and it's, I just think of like, you see a penny heads up, you pick it up for good luck. Like the pennies are heads up everywhere around Andrew Berry. Essentially, since he's gotten here, he and Kevin Stefanski, eventually something's not going to go their way. But it just seems that, the ball keeps bouncing the way they need it to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the reality, Baltimore is a run-first offense. We know that. But it's the explosive run that really is the most dangerous thing. And right now they have Lamar Jackson. Like you said, Gus Edwards, good north-south runner. He's not breaking off those 50-yard runs. He's not taking the 3-4-yard gain and taking it to 12, 15 yards on a regular basis. They were hoping Justice Hill would do that, like you talked about also in the past game. Rashad Bateman, I believe he'll be out at least 3 games. It might be more being on injury reserve. And so really you got Mark Andrews, who just signed his huge contract, and you're hoping Sammy Watkins stays healthy. You're hoping Hollywood Brown becomes the receiver.
He stays healthy because he's been another one who's been in the garage at times.
Absolutely. And then, they're working in a new offensive line. I'm guessing Villanueva has won that right tackle job with Orlando Brown being traded to Kansas City. I just think, and then you have TJ Watt, who hasn't practiced for Pittsburgh, looking for an extension. I think things do seem to be moving in the Browns' direction. Even with Tyrann Mathieu, still not cleared for COVID-19 from his positive and he's symptomatic.
The key here, are we vaccinated or are we not? It certainly sounds like Tyrann Mathieu is not vaccinated.
Well, actually, what's interesting, actually even more weird, I guess, would be that I've heard that the report is that he is vaccinated, but he's symptomatic. And so symptomatic from a football perspective you know, Myles Garrett is our example, is far more problematic than just a positive test, but being unvaccinated, just for what it does on the field. But right now they think Matthew could be back on Wednesday for Sunday's game. Hasn't been practicing in a while, has COVID-19, seemingly symptomatic from what we understand. There's just a lot of things that are going in the Browns' direction. Obviously, it's a 17-game season. A lot of things can happen. But it looks like the Browns, given how they decided to play this preseason, everything – listen, yes, they lost Carlson. Yes, Jacob Phillips got hurt. You know, Greg Sinnott. There's a few guys dealing with some injuries. Michael Dunn. But besides that, the Browns go into week one so far, practices healthy, and a lot of other teams cannot say the same thing.
It, which is, you know, refreshing. And, you know, for I know everybody, look, you get so giddy about preseason, and then you get the word 25 minutes before, well, we're not going to see, which for me, that saves me the nervousness, Jared, of having to watch with my entire hand over and peeking out of the right corner of my eye going, all right, did all 11 guys get back up after each and every play? Again, these are not going to mean much right now to the Browns. It's not like we're facing the Ravens, the Steelers, anybody early in the season. You know, it's going to be a while before they get into conference play. But these things do have a tendency and can possibly, you know, linger. Look, the Ravens could figure it's something out. And certainly have a GM down there who's never had an issue before about saying, I will pay for anything if I think it's going to help my team get through this season. The Steelers thing with TJ Watt, look, it's just weird. The guy is all about being a Pittsburgh Steeler. If it's, you know, and ideally what it comes down to is his camp says, well, we want a little bit more than Myles Garrett got. And with a year, it makes sense that somebody might get a little bit more than Myles Garrett got. So TJ Watt and his camp maybe have a beef. So that is certainly interesting. And this is one, and we're going to get to some offensive thoughts here from Jared and defense. Now, this is one, and this is something I maybe watched. Today appears like it went okay in the NFL. And I know Chris Mortensen brought this up on social media, and Pete and I touched on this, you know, before the weekend kicked off, is it's great to tell these guys, hey, you want to know what? It's a long season. We added an extra week of the regular season. You've all got 72 hours. Go do your thing. But in the same respect, you know, you saw a lot of NFL players standing on college sidelines. It's great to go see the alma mater, you know, see friends. A lot of guys not masked up. But, I mean, walking into a stadium where if you add the players playing, 90,000 people in an SEC stadium, all the havoc it takes to get into the stadium, fingers crossed, you know, in that respect that, you know, these clean negative tests continue throughout the week.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You're looking at, you know, again, I work in a health network. I'm not a medical person, but, you know, you're looking at time frame. If it's a Saturday game, it's a Friday game, it's a Sunday game, you know, you're looking at symptomatic and testing positive possibly 3 days, you know, 2 to 3 days, 2 to 4 days, somewhere in that area. So, yeah, can you get through Wednesday, right? Can you get through Wednesday is really what we're looking for. But if you're unvaccinated or if you're vaccinated, from what I understand, you're not going to have to worry about that. You just took your week one test, so you're good to go. It's the unvaccinated who will be retested unless they're vaccinated, become symptomatic. And again, at some point in time, holy heck, it'll be nice not to have to process all of this. Because some of it, you know, you want to be respectful of players' health and all that jazz. But yeah, so hopefully for whoever is unvaccinated, I have some ideas of some of the important Browns players that may be unvaccinated. You know, we're hoping they get through Wednesday's test. And at that point, you're still crossing your fingers, but you're hoping.
Oh, it's you know, it would certainly be the ultimate, you know, kick, you know, in the nether region, so to speak, going into a game of, and look, it's not this important. And I will tell everybody, and I continue to say this, I don't care about week one versus Kansas City as much as I care about a potential week 21 versus Kansas City. That is what, but look, you want to go in there and there's going to be, you know, some questions. Obviously, we've not gotten to see this defense in its totality even close yet, but you want to go in there and look, this is the measuring stick in the AFC. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They have gone to 2 Super Bowls in a row, even though they lost last year. You want to go in there and you want to see where you're at. And look, if it's a similar loss to last year, but maybe Patrick Mahomes plays the entire game, you know what? We're getting closer, you know, and we still have all of this, that newness on defense that still needs to kind of work itself out. But you want to go in there at least, you know, with your puncher's chance. And Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski certainly believe the roster they put together is one that can compete with teams like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and I think what's going to be most interesting is I think we're giving, right or wrong, we're giving Joe Woods some kind of benefit of the doubt. Kevin Stefanski hired him. Last year's talent was pretty minimal. He did okay in Denver, helpful in San Francisco, even though he wasn't the DC there. You know, I think there's a lot of assumptions about Joe Woods that I'm not ready to give him yet. Not saying he's good or bad. I just think there's assumptions there. But the reality is can you stop Kansas City, right? Can you stop Hill and Hardman and Kelsey and, you know, all of the, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know, all along with Patrick Mahomes, are they even stoppable? You know, they have a new offensive line. Their sixth round pick, Smith, if it wasn't for back injuries, would have been a first or second round pick. But it's, you know, basically five new starters. So there's a lot going on there. I just think, again, is it competitive? Can they keep up with the offense? Can they make a couple plays on defense? And can Joe Woods show that he can use the talent that's there to do something interesting against an offense that just is so difficult? Thank goodness they don't know how to run the football, or Andy Reid doesn't like to run the football, because that would just be hell in high water.
Well, it also makes total sense, though, of course, when you invested a first-round pick in the 2020 draft in a running back. So there is that. We're going to get some more here with Jared. Since we got the defensive side of the ball going here and Joe Woods, we'll talk a little defense. We'll go to the offense. More coming. Your latest Locked On Browns as managing editor, Browns Wire, former Locked On Browns host, Jared Mueller, is along for the ride. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, the NFL, NCAA football, and of course, UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to October. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Now, and I agree with you, Jared. And look, you look at what went on last year with Joe Woods, and you say, look, you did a pretty good job. You know, look, he didn't make chicken salad out of chicken crap. No. He found a way to not bend. And, you know, even the Pittsburgh Steelers playoff game, and, you know, there were other games, the Tennessee game, where he went to a prevent defense, and you just didn't really essentially have much ammunition there, and he got picked apart. Those are things you're not going to have to do anymore. You know, so this will be, but it'll be different to see where the Browns have leads and, you know, our teams coming back quickly. Mary Kay Cabot's article today, and, you know, seemed interesting. Certainly a quote from Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, who feels pretty confident in the fact that he is going to be listed as a starter for this week in Kansas City. I don't want to say it's interesting. I don't want to say maybe I disagree with it in any way whatsoever. But, you know, with him, he, you know, I missed a little time early in camp, you know, with his COVID issue, whatever it was. We saw a splendid week one. We saw some week two, then maybe, you know, a little held back a little bit. But I think this is, if it goes this way, this is, we think he's got enough between the ears of this playbook, and he's just got this athleticism. And again, I go back to this with Owusu-Koramoah, is he's got a calling card that nobody on this team has defensively. He hits, he destroys, he makes statement hits. And you can get a guy like that into this mixture, and all of a sudden now guys are saying, well, I don't want to really kind of run that route if 28's going to be over there, because I'm not going to know where he is, and it may go south for me. But interesting that in his mind, it feels like the message he's receiving is that he is going to be a starter come Sunday.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about the defense is I think they're going to be versatile in how they play, right? So against Kansas City, I don't know if Andrew Billings is going to see many snaps, right? I think you're going to see more Malik Jackson.
Maybe even Malik McDowell.
Malik McDowell, yeah, I am. Both are Malik's.
Malik times two.
A lot of names there. You know, I think you're going to see more Jordan Elliott and, you know, those guys, and you're going to see Andrew Billings, not because Andrew Billings isn't good, but I'm not sure they really value what he's going to do against Kansas City. I think the same thing is true of JOK. You know, putting him as that hang defender to help against Kelsey, or, you know, whatever is going on with Hardman or Pringle or whoever else they, you know, they have out on the field, I think just makes a lot more sense, you know, than someone like Obviously, everybody's favorite punching bag, Mack Wilson, or you know whoever else it is. I think the Browns are just going to be willing to match up whatever they have to do. And so, are you going to see more Greedy, less Grant Delpit? You know, are you going to see more JOK, less, you know, Wilson, less Malcolm Smith, whatever it is? I just think there's a lot going on there where they have that ability to do that because of the versatility, because of the talent they have. You know, it looks like Greg Newsom's going to start alongside Troy Hill, Denzel Ward. You know, so do they just go with kind of a pass defense on a regular basis and just assume Clowney, Myles Garrett, Tack McKinley are going to get after the quarterback and let the linebackers really just be flowing all day long? But yeah, JOK can hit. There's a video from when he was at Notre Dame where some physicist or whatever he was did like some stuff on him. And I'm like, I don't understand half of what you just said, but what I do understand is it looks like he can hit and he can hit.
Yeah. And you know, it brings a statement, and you think about a running back like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and you know, obviously a smaller back, and this may get to something down the line with Lamar Jackson where it's, look, you want to do these runs between the tackles. You want to play like a running back. It means we get to treat you like a running back. And if it's in traffic, sometimes there isn't room to slide. And, you know, and especially the situation that the Ravens are in right now, there's no way they could risk Lamar Jackson. So it's almost to the point where you kind of have to take away a little of that from him, you know, because, you know, if you don't have him, none of it matters anyway. Now, you mentioned Greg Newsom, and I think this is, I don't think it's a surprise if you're basing things on the summer. And Greedy Williams obviously did himself no favors with time being missed. And he's in, and I actually feel bad for Greedy Williams. And it wouldn't totally stun me if he doesn't even dress Sunday, because it seems like AJ Green had a nice summer. They really seem like they are high on AJ Green. The question may be, you know, they want to keep, you know, dress an extra safety, maybe because you're not really sure the total status of a guy like Grant Delpit. But so many new moving parts. You bring in Anthony Walker here, and it's still going to be weird to see Browns middle linebacker number four. But it's going to be just interesting. And now, for the first time, and we didn't get to see it over the summer. You know, we got to see bits and pieces of little guys. You never got to see anybody together. You certainly didn't get to see DeJavian, didn't get to see Miles, didn't get to see Tack. So, like, whatever you film Kansas City's got right now, this defense over the summer, it's like, well, we kind of have an idea of some schemes, but can you like fast forward this thing or like times it by three speed wise? Because, you know, and I go back to this one, you know, it's kind of like the Simpsons, you know, Smithers, release the hounds.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. I mean, you think of last year, you got Harrison, Ward, and Garrett. That's it, really.
Ronnie Harrison was one of their best defenders this year. And if he's the seventh or eighth on this year, it's not a knock on Ronnie Harrison whatsoever. But that's just the level of the individual talent. Of course, it's all got to, you know, be cohesive, blend and mix together. But the potential is there that Ronnie Harrison could be the eighth or ninth best defender on this defense.
Yeah, and you have no film on how do they use Clowney if he is – again, listen, we can cross our fingers all year long on Clowney. He hasn't been healthy in the 8 years he's played in the NFL or 7 years, whatever it is. But he actually seems healthy. He spent all offseason being healthy and just getting stronger. You know, you have no idea how they're going to use all these guys. You know, they're big on Tack. They like what, you know, obviously they like Denzel and Newsom. I mean, there's just so many. I mean, there are days that I forget that Troy Hill signed with the Browns. We haven't talked about.
Only had two interception returns for touchdowns last year. Only two, but, you know, right. And here he is, maybe the 12th, 13th guy as far as the rotation of this defense.
We haven't talked about John Johnson III, who is perhaps the best offseason signing from a financial perspective, all that kind of stuff, a leader, a guy who can literally play free, can play strong, can play rover, can play hang. Like, the guy can go everywhere. We haven't talked about him yet. Like, that just tells you the amount of talent on the field. Again, that's why I put a lot of the impetus on Joe Woods. Obviously, I'd love for them to
have a little bit more. This is more of a Joe Woods, don't screw this up. Yeah. That's what it almost seems like. Yeah. Just tell the boys what they need to do, and then they'll all orchestrate it themselves.
Yeah, just run around really fast. Like, go out and be really fast. And if you make a mistake, go be fast to fix your mistake. We saw that with JOK, right? He got beat in coverage, you know, right off the line of scrimmage. And the guy got like a 1 yard gain because JOK's like, all right, crap. See ya, I'm over there. Like, it's ridiculous to see just the amount of speed that's on the field. And I think they're really trying to do, on both sides of the ball what Kansas City has done on the offensive side of the ball and hasn't really replicated on the other side of the ball, which I think is why their defense isn't that good and no one expects it to be. It's just all about Patrick Mahomes, whereas the Browns are hoping to have a more complete team. And listen, I love Baker Mayfield. I don't know if any of us are ever going to argue that he is as good as Patrick Mahomes or as dynamic as Patrick Mahomes. And that's really, you know, really going to be the competition all year for the Browns. Whole team versus some of these guys like Mahomes, you know, Josh Allen's, Lamar Jackson's, Tom Brady, maybe in the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers, whatever it is, you know, it's really kind of that dynamic for the Browns.
And, you know, and I'll bring up Anthony Walker's name once again. And I think this is more because, you know, you, for me, you were always judged by your peers. Now here's Darius Leonard, who signed an insane linebacker contract, damn near one. I mean, 99.75. I mean, somebody just throw the guy the extra 25K and call it $100 million contract. But the day Anthony Walker signed with the Cleveland Browns, Darius Leonard goes to social media and essentially professes, you know, I wouldn't be the player I was, you know, what he does for our defense. And so almost in the same kind of words you say about a player like John Johnson III, you kind of have to bring in Anthony Walker. And we saw this last year. And look, B.J. Woodson was a good player last year, by no means a great player. But the one thing you saw with B.J. Goodson was, is he had this way and this mentality to get everybody, look, good play, bad play, we line up, we fight another day.
Yep.
But now you do it with somebody of the, you know, Anthony Walker, where he is spoken of so highly by one of the game's best linebackers. And it's just to the point now, Jared, it's like, well, this went from a classroom to like almost all of a sudden now, this is like honors biology. Like everybody has got a resume. Everybody's got talent. Everybody is good. It goes 16, 17, 18 deep. And it's, you know, everybody's going to get some snaps. And again, Joe Woods, you know, are you capable of teaching essentially this honors biology class? Because they have given you, I mean, there is probably 28 defensive coordinators in the NFL going, holy good Lord, I would kill to have that firepower on defense.
Well, and the other thing is in the past when the Browns have had some of those guys or thought they had some of those guys, they were 30, 31, 32. Almost everybody on that defense outside of Malik Jackson is first or second contract, right? They're 24, 25, 26, 27. You know, they're those younger guys. So you're not talking about guys, you're not talking about Andrew Sendejo, right? Like you're not talking about guys who are there because they're veterans and they know what they're doing. You're talking about young athletic dudes on their second contracts. You know, Walker only signed for 1 year. He seems like somebody they're going to want to try to get more of a long-term deal with at some point in time. But you're talking about young guys, young guys. Like one of the articles I shared last week was the Browns are still the fourth youngest team in the NFL, right? Like that's just crazy to me that they have Super Bowl aspirations as the fourth youngest team. And they're up there with like, you know, Cincinnati Bengals and all these other rebuilding teams. It's just nuts to me how young and intelligent and for some of them proven they are.
It has the absolute potential to be a truly special unit. And look, it's not a knock on Joe Woods. What he did last year was certainly an admirable effort. And even understanding he went into it with not much, you know, even if Grant Delpit, who they had really, really high hopes for, was healthy, there's so many shortcomings one player can overcome. Greedy Williams, I don't know, maybe he's just not their guy. And essentially, look, he is not their guy. He is part of, you know, what they inherited. And, you know, the Greg Newsom selection kind of tells you maybe everything about that. We're going to flip it over the offensive side. And this gets interesting because, you know, this is where we're not talking about so much newness, maybe a return. And, you know, understanding that, you know, hey, we're good with what we got. We're pretty confident in that. And some things that were added certainly have potential, but I'm sure it's going to be something we see right away. Locked On Browns continues to roll on your Tuesday edition. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com right now and view all the available parts for your car or truck from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your doorstep. Go to rockauto.com right now, again, and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know the folks at Locked On sent you their way. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Today, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. Again, that is DirecTV.com. Now, offensively, and I think part of the theory and thought process was, what ain't broke, you don't fix. So look, you're going to add, you bring in a player like Anthony Schwartz, who we saw a glimpse of, and I think it's going to be more similar to Donovan Peoples-Jones, where it's, hey, kid, keep working, give it all you got. We'll find a way, maybe get your feet wet. Never know, things could tip our hand where maybe you get more of an opportunity. Dimitri Felton, I think this is a player that this coaching staff, this front office, is in love with his potential. But again, kid, if it's only 35, 40 touches in year one, that's the best we can do. At least he's going to bring some returnability to it. But the core, the offensive line comes back. You think Jedrick Wills is probably going to take a step in the next direction. Wyatt Teller, Joel Bitonio, J.C. Treader, you absolutely love your interior. Jack Conklin, you look at your tight end group. You go back to the wide receiver group. And this is one, I think, and it continues to probably get lost in some fans' eyes, is just the fact that this offense walks in here and it's, I know that coach, I know that coach, I know that coach, I know that coach. And there is just so, there's no BS. There's no, I'm not understanding what he said, or, hey, can we run that back again? Just being fluid. And I think that's the one thing you noticed with the little bit Baker got to play. And obviously he wasn't out there with the ones. They were out there obviously trying to show off Kadarius Hodge to put a player like him in a better spot, understanding there was no spot for him here, but made him look essentially like a, you know, possibly, I mean, if he's not the two in Detroit, he's the three. But granted, I don't know who's the one in Detroit. Detroit doesn't know who's the one. But what you saw is just the fact that it's so easy and relaxing to come to work and get to work and improve yourself when you don't have to worry about a damn thing. I already know the playbook. You know, okay, Rook, come here. All right, that's what he meant. Okay, get back out there. Let's go run it now. As opposed to times last year where it was, you know, and even look, stop, all right, what? And I think that is such a huge advantage. And, of course, the fact that they are going to start the same 11 players in week one on offense that they started in week one last year, that very rarely happens in the NFL, Jared.
It does. And, you know, I mean, I think there's so many things that people, it's easy to forget about, or it's easy to look at and think is easy, but you know, Jedrick Wills moved from right to left, and that's literally like writing with your left hand if you're a right-handed person. But even beyond that, Baker Mayfield last year, A, switched what foot went back first, right? Like, he literally switched his entire footwork and took snaps from under center for the first time in his life, and had an entire offense based on that, and was successful in the second half of the season, right? And so last year, he was trying to literally relearn how to be a quarterback at some very root level kind of ways. This year, he helped over the summer, him and Kevin Stefanski design plays together, talk through play progression and all that stuff all the time. Like, that's what he did this summer. Like, that is ridiculously next level kind of stuff from a quarterback who is detail-oriented, cares so much, all of that kind of stuff. The reality of the difference between this year and last year is so significant. It's learning a new language, and now you walk in speaking it. It really is a total change, and we saw it in the second half of last year. Has nothing to do with Odell Beckham Jr. Okay, it has this much small amount to do with Odell Beckham Jr. But the reality is that he was they just took off in the second half of the season because you could see the comfort level. You could see him making adjustments, knowing if the defense did this, this is what's going to really work for our offense. There were just so many things about that second half that really should get you excited about this season, especially, again, against Kansas City and some of these early games where defenses really aren't up to snuff, or, you know, the Bears don't have an offense. So, you know, that defense is going to have to do a lot of things. I just think the offense is going to be at a different level. There's a reason that the Browns were getting trade offers for Odell Beckham Jr., Donovan Peoples-Jones. I mean, across the board, people wanted players from this team. And you saw that with Kadarius Hodge.
And, you know, I mean, for Kadarius, I mean, it's tough because, I mean, nobody ever wants to go from, you know, basically, you know, I'm about to be prom king to basically now, you know, I'm basically the guy, you know, selling the sodas at the table in the back of the gym, as far as the circumstances.
And getting cut, your salary cut in half.
Yes. And, but in the same respect, though, future contract, more money. And I know everybody that's at the end of the day, look, I mean, into this game, understanding, you know, the monetary amount that goes around, that opportunity is there for him. And again, Jared, similar to John Johnson III, we've said all this. Now, speaking about the offense, haven't said one word about Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. And again, I mean, it's just the stupidity of talent on this team. You have Nick Chubb, and people, I think they finally have gotten onto the page of, you know, just truly how talented he is. And part of it is because he's not in the end zone tearing it up, ripping his helmet off, you know, dancing around, you know, every touchdown, it looks the same reaction. But you have a fantastic offensive line, a quarterback who is now growing, gets year two with all of his weapons back. And for me, I don't care if it's one, two, or three, one of the most individually talented running backs in the game, Nick Chubb is one of them. And maybe this is going to be a year where you're not going to be in a hole where it's 14-3 and say, well, give it to Nick three times. And hopefully we'll score, and then maybe we'll have a little more confidence to get the passing game going again.
No, and I think, you know, last year he missed four games. You know, he's got Kareem Hunt. Like, last year that was a problem. This year that's another benefit. Going into 2021, you have a semi-fresh Nick Chubb. You have a fresh Kareem Hunt. You can keep them fresh throughout a difficult season, right? 17 games. The Browns are hoping to play 20, 21, 20. It's a lot of games. You know, if they get the bye, whatever. So you have D'Ernest Johnson who can do a little bit, right? You have Demetric Felton, who is probably more of a wide receiver than running back right now. Yeah, I mean, I think the reality is that Nick Chubb, you know, in years past, we were talking about Nick Chubb and nobody else. Like, we were like, oh, what's going on in the offense? Well, the running back's really good. What else you got? You know, and Joe Thomas is still there. That's about all we were, you know, really talking about. Now it's, oh, yeah, there is Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and D'Ernest Johnson and Felton and Hooper and Njoku. Like, there's just so much talent there. Like, you think of those old school and shirts. It was like this and. Like, you would have to have one of those old Cleveland Browns quarterback jerseys with all those names on it to really list all the weapons that this team has on its roster.
It's, I mean, just the talent everywhere in – and like, you see Coach Stefanski and he's just got this beautiful, you know, look to him, but it's almost kind of like he's got this Cheshire cat, like, holy crap, man. Like, what have we done here? And of course, look, none of this means anything without stringing together wins, without stringing together, you know, January, hopefully until February, which puts us to this position. Jared, you're here. We're going to put everybody on the spot this week. Browns regular season record, and how far does the train go in 2021 to 2022?
So I think the Browns are at least 12-5 this year. And then we talk about the important stuff, right? We talk about the playoffs. And I think the unfortunate thing about the playoffs is there's a version of poker that I played on a cruise ship that was miserable. It was the dumbest poker I've ever played. In the end, we called it Yahtzee poker. Is you literally, it's just all guess. And I think in the NFL playoffs, I think there is a piece of Yahtzee to it where a certain injury, you know, you look at Kansas City's offensive line, all of that stuff. You know, I think the Browns are probably the most talented team in the AFC. I think they're probably the second or third most talented team in the NFL. I believe the Browns should be disappointed if they do not make the AFC championship game. I do think they should be disappointed if they don't. I do think they should make the AFC championship game. I think Buffalo can give them a hard game. I think Kansas City could give them a hard game. That's really it. If somehow the Browns are not facing one of those two teams in the AFC Championship game, I think the Browns should be in the Super Bowl. I just do. I think that the team is that talented. Like every other team, injuries play a huge role. But I think the Browns believe they have a lot of depth. I think if Miles Garrett,
they basically got everybody they cut back on their practice squad. It was right. Kind of like everybody was like, oh, well, you know what? He likes Cleveland. Just let him stay there.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't want Sheldrick Redwine, so the Jets took him. I mean, there's a couple. But I think the reality is as long as Miles and Baker stay healthy, right, those are probably the two guys that I would say define everything for the Browns. You know, I did a piece a couple weeks ago, the top 10 most important Browns, and I think those are your two most important guys. You can lose some other people, not that you want to, but I think AFC Championship game is the floor. I think a Super Bowl championship is realistic. I think it will be tough to get through Kansas City, Buffalo in the AFC, tough to beat Tampa Bay, Green Bay, some of those other squads out in the NFC. So I'm going to predict an AFC Championship game loss, unfortunately, with no surprise if they win a Super Bowl.
And I, you know, to add to what you say, I always go back to this, and this was something that Derek Jeter always said, you know, about October with the baseball playoffs. Maybe the best baseball team doesn't win. Sometimes the hottest team wins. You hit your stride at the right time, it can happen. Not saying it certainly can't happen for the Cleveland Browns. It most certainly can. And I think, you know, other than Baker and obviously Miles, as you mentioned, you know, you're to the point now where you have, you know, three DNs with the addition today on the practice. And even the third DN they brought in today might be better than the other two. And the funniest thing is maybe we could have found out a few years ago, but we didn't really get the opportunity.
Oh, we love Hugh.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're going to put a bow on this one. Look, Browns Wire, obviously, you're getting a ton of content here. Everybody, you know, we had a nice opportunity here. And this was the nice thing about the 72-hour break for the players is it was a chance for everybody to kind of recharge their batteries. And it's always funny because I know we've talked about this, Jared, on Labor Day weekend used to be like, why is nobody else working? Because right. You know, it used to be cut down weekend and there was a lot going on. A chance to everybody recharge the batteries and everybody's ready to go. And for what we think we are about to cover this year, which is going to be the most hopefully special season since the return of the Cleveland Browns. So make sure you're checking everything out, obviously over at Browns Wire. Jared does a fantastic job, relieving Jeff Risden. There was no way he was going to continue this double duty, A, stay married, and B, be able to take care of those kids. But Jared came in, you know, seamless transition as Jared's come in. Make sure you follow Jared. Check everything out over at Browns Wire, obviously. The show, Locked On Browns, follow back account. As you guys all know, DMs are open. Me personally, at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd. As everybody knows, DMs are open. Questions, ideas. I try to do my best to accommodate everybody who gives all this time to us here on the show day in, day out. Whether it's Apple, whether it is Spotify, whether it's Odyssey. Make sure you are following or subscribe to the Locked On Browns podcast and leaving those 5-star ratings and written reviews. Look, it's the anticipation, the excitement. If you're a true Browns fan, if you're a football fan, this is like a few days before Christmas. It's time, kids. And as we're recording this, we are less than 72 hours away from the NFL season officially beginning with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers facing the Dallas Cowboys. This has been your daily delivery of all things Dog Pound. LGB on the LOB. Let's go, Browns.